This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. I am pumped. I am so pumped. And, you know, I should be a little tired, you know, because I just donated blood. See, I donated blood. I practice what I preach, babies. It is National Blood Donation Day. Very, very cool. In my neck of the woods, Nevada Blood Donation Day. We got Nebraska Blood Donation Day, Georgia Blood Donation Day, Alabama Blood Donation Day, Arkansas Blood Donation Day. All these days today, I am overwhelmed by the support that people have for the local blood banks and for the American Red Cross and for Vitalant and for LifeServe and for community blood banks and for One Blood and Bonfils and, you know, all these blood banks that are out there, Texoma Regional. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for your support and for making this happen. Now, you know, the reason why I'm like in a good mood, which is kind of rare, okay, I'm usually a little grumpy, is because you know, I watch what happens in the news. I think you and I have, all of us have like seen the pictures of the Bahamas, and it just breaks your heart. It's devastating. And, you know, you see what happens with the shootings. And you know, you hear people that are, you know, fighting for cancer. You know, my uncle had leukemia, had died within 2 weeks of his diagnosis. And you realize a lot of times that, you know, you're helpless among all these other forces. And, you know, whether you suffer from depression or you don't suffer from depression, if you have a heart, that hurts. And it really puts you down. And it makes you feel like you have no control, and it makes you scared. And what's very frustrating in the medical field is how much control patients actually have. You know, whether it comes to cancer, whether it comes to diabetes, whether it comes to their weight, whether it comes to their marriage, whether it comes to parenting, we have a lot more control than we think. And it's really depressing, and it's very, very frightening when you think you don't have control. And so, you know, when doctors teach patients about things and how to take care of themselves, a lot of our education is, you know, on what you could do. And it's not that we're trying to shift some of the work, right, because the copays are small, and, you know, we're not making money like we used to, so we're trying to, you know, dump the load on you guys. But it's the more you're empowered, just the better things seem to be. You know, when I hear people dropping 60 pounds, and I'm like, damn, girl, you know, how did you do it? And they said, I just said, to hell with it, I'm going to do it. And so National Blood Donation Week to me and National Blood Donation Day today exemplifies this in that we didn't have a lot of blood. And every year we have blood crises. And me and a bunch of blood banks said, to hell with this, let's just do it. I don't care if you're Republican. I don't care if you're Democrat. I don't care if you're independent. I don't care if you're atheist or Jewish or Catholic, Muslim, whatever. Let's make this happen. And so we went to governors. I don't even know what their political affiliation is. I don't care. And we asked them to declare state blood donation days. And with that, it reminds people that this is something that, you know, our leaders, our state leaders want. We're hoping to eventually get the Trump administration to declare National Blood Donation Week the first week of September. Perfect timing with all the, you know, issues with hurricanes and all that. But to see people take matters into their own hands and say, we're going to do something and we're going to make something happen, is, to me, that's the American way. You know, when somebody says the American way, is, you know, you becoming successful and making a lot of money. Yeah, I guess, you know, people came to this country, they were poor, they were able to get a job, etc. You know, and so that's kind of, that's, yeah, one way, but that's not to me the American way. The American way is, you want to build something, you build it. You want to do something, you do it. You know, and crying about stuff that's happening and feeling vulnerable and feeling like, well, there's nothing I could do, or, you know, I don't have money to donate, or, you know, it's too hard or whatever. That's not the American way. The American way is getting off your ass and just doing it. Whether it's fighting for your kid when a teacher is giving them a hard time. Whether it's telling your boss that you're not going to take any more crap. Whether it's telling a customer that you're not going to abuse me, you know, and badmouth me when I'm trying to help you behind the counter. It's, you know, and you know, maybe it's just, maybe I got a little fire up my butt right now today because I'm like, you know, we do have power. There are a lot of things we could do, and there are a lot of good we could do. I mean, donating blood, that takes maybe an hour of your time at the most. It only lasts 10 minutes. So it's really, really easy. And, I mean, it helps save lives. So, I mean, if you want to help somebody and you have every excuse in the world to not, then, you know, donate blood. And if you can't donate blood, then host a drive. You know, tell your employer, look, I want to call Vitalant or American Red Cross or One Blood or LifeServe or whatever to come down, host a drive. They'll bring all the cookies. They'll bring all the water. I got my water. They'll bring everything. All you have to do is just sign up the other employees. And just that small act can save I don't know how many lives, because one pint of blood saves up to three lives. So you get 25 pints of blood. That's 75 lives you just saved. That's flipping cool. So I guess the moral, and I know this is a little long-winded, is National Blood Donation Day is not just about, all right, everybody donate blood. Because I know a lot of people may not be able to donate blood. If you're under 110 pounds, you might not qualify. And man, it was barely. I had to really prove that I was over 110 pounds to donate blood today. But anyway, so the point I'm trying to make is it's not just about donating blood. It's about getting a country to unite, getting a country to put politics aside, getting, you know, people who are healthy and capable to help others, and, you know, making something happen that wasn't created by some, you know, government or dictatorship or whatever. This was created by the people. We created this. We did this. And I think it's one of the most coolest things ever. So thank you guys. For any of you donating, please post your pictures, okay? And then I can post them. So if you do donate blood, post some pictures. We got blood drives throughout the United States all week long. And don't forget to get your cookies, too. And, you know, anything you can do to help the people in the Bahamas or those that are about to be afflicted with Dorian in the Carolinas, go to our website. We have information on where you can donate, what you could do. But, again, it's all about just getting together and making this happen. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, are we still on air?
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So you're going to see these headlines saying that, you know, vaping is appearing to make hundreds of people sick, and nobody knows exactly why. And I like Vox. Vox is a great site. I get a lot of news from Vox. But this really isn't a head scratcher, people. Okay, first, when it comes to vaping, I think we need to kind of put emotion aside, because I'm not a fan, and I don't want people using it as a means to get off smoking. I don't trust it. If you are going to use it to get off smoking, I don't want you on it more than a few weeks. I mean, I really want it limited as possible, because I don't know what the hell you're breathing in. I definitely don't want the kids breathing it. But I have to call it like it is. We need to really kind of slow our roll when it comes to this, you know, vilification of the industry and the witch hunt. And I could just see the lawsuit start, and I think everybody needs to kind of take a deep breath. So what are the facts? Okay, what are the facts about vaping? Well, one is we have over 200 people that the CDC thinks got sick, a respiratory illness, because they were vapers. Personally, this isn't a fact. I think it's more based on the fact that the average doctor or history taker doesn't necessarily ask about vaping, and the average electronic medical record may not have a slot for vaping. So getting data on all our respiratory patients throughout the United States might be limited if we can't pull up and access that information. Okay, so that's a fact. But we have about 200 people plus more being investigated. There's been a lot of people who have had severe respiratory disease. They suffer from respiratory symptoms, coughing, shortness of breath, chest pain, difficulty breathing. Two, we believe, have died. The majority of them are in their late teens with no underlying health issues. Many cases also included THC-containing liquids, meaning the psychedelic component of marijuana. So, do we know if it's a virus? Do we know if it's a bacteria that's causing the illness? We don't know. We are not seeing sputum cultures. So basically, if you get admitted to the hospital and we think you have pneumonia, we're going to have you cough, you know, into a container. And then we're going to send it to the lab. And we're going to do other containers to look for tuberculosis, some containers to look for aerobic bacteria, anaerobic bacteria, to see which bacteria need air, which don't. And there's also virus testing we could do based on blood antibodies. And so if the cultures are coming back negative and people have severe lung illness, then we think it's more inflammatory. We do a process of exclusion. We do a deductive reasoning in terms of, well, okay, if we don't think it's this and we don't think it's this, then it probably has to be this. Now, this quote-unquote mysterious illness still needs to be diagnosed. You know, maybe we can't find the virus or the bacteria because we don't have a test to test for it. Maybe this is a lung disease that is affecting people that are younger. And since the majority of young people vape, coincidentally, it's happening in vapors. Now, again, I know I haven't talked like this before about the vaping situation because I'm not a fan of vaping. But I need to be very honest and objective with you guys because that's my job as your radio doctor. So I would love to blame vaping for a bunch of respiratory illness. And I even told you before the stories came out, I started to notice a lot of my younger patients who was having lung issues, you know, coughing and very severe upper respiratory infections, they were vapors. So personally, I think what's going on is the vaping is making the lungs weaker, causing them to have a more difficult time fighting an infection, or it's causing inflammation. And so the inflammation is what is the problem and not the infection. And we've talked about that. Well, now they have a study that's been released saying that vaping may hamper the lungs' ability to fend off infections. Again, that's kind of a no-brainer. So what they think will be happening is that the vapor, whether it has nicotine or THC or whatever, made the lung, that when they tested this in mice, they made the lungs' defenses in these mice compromised, shall we say. And so they found that some of the inflammatory cells that fight infection weren't working as well because they were exposed to these chemicals. Now, again, most of you guys are like, well, no, duh. Well, yeah. So lungs are supposed to exchange gas. Oxygen comes in, carbon dioxide is supposed to go out. So oxygen goes in, oxygen has to get carried to the tissues, carbon dioxide has to go out. So that gets put into the blood, and then, you know, we exhale and things like that. And so pollution, bacteria, viruses can all hitch a ride, according to Wired. And so when you are breathing in extra crap, and it's could be sticky, It could be wet. It could have compounds. Pathogens can hitch a ride onto that. I mean, how many of people's vape cartridge is sterile? No, they put their mouth on it and then they breathe it in. So macrophages are these cells in your body that they look like Pac-Man to me. They act like Pac-Man. And they basically find bugs, pathogens, things like that, and they envelop them and then they get rid of them. Well, they think maybe these could be affected by the vaping. There's also a thin layer of lipids that coat the lungs. This lipid layer is supposed to kind of catch, kind of like a spider web or a sticky layer, invaders and toxins. Bind to them, prevent them from reaching the air sacs. That's why when you cough up goop, you know, that's kind of part of it. And they think that the solvents in this mouse study could upset the lipids or sabotage the macrophages' cleanup work. That's according to Dr. Karad Mand. Now, they're not exactly sure what's going on, but this is what they're guessing. So, what we need to do when it comes to vaping is we need to slow down use. We need to urge people to have caution. I don't know if I'm a big fan of suing and making things illegal and things like that, but I think we need to study these devices as quickly as possible. We need to tell everybody that we are in the process of studying, and they could be dangerous, you know, which some news sites are doing that. But also, in medicine, keep that open ear and open eye that there may be something else going on, and we're being distracted by the whole vaping thing. Like, one thing that I think we might be getting duped on, that I'm a little worried about, and I had written an article on this a couple years ago, is when people get the flu and die, they don't necessarily die of the flu. The flu rarely kills you, but it's the pneumonia that you can get. And so, if you get a pneumonia when you have the flu, the number one cause of death, flu-related death, is pneumonia. Now, we talk about getting the flu shot, and the flu shot saves lives. We talk about the pneumonia shot, but we really don't have the average person, you know, getting their pneumonia shot. And the one thing I was nervous about when we had an uptick in flu-related deaths is the news kept saying, okay, well, we have all these flu-related deaths, flu kills this much, but we found out that tens of thousands of these people died of pneumonia. Did we have a nastier strain of pneumonia that year? Did we have a drug-resistant pneumonia? Did anybody even study the pneumonia? So we were so distracted with the flu story and so one-track minded that we didn't go, okay, you guys cover the flu story. Some of us start thinking laterally and looking at this pneumonia that's killing everybody, all these flu patients. So that's why I get nervous. The same reason why I got nervous with the whole, you know, measles outbreak. The story was all about the anti-vaxxers. You can't have a one-track mind. Maybe we had a, you know, inept vaccine, which is why we had an outbreak. Maybe it's because we had a nastier strain of measles. But if nobody's going to stop and open up their mind because they just want to go down that one track, you know, and have that one narrative, we're going to be, you know, shooting ourselves in the foot. So with vaping, yes, vaping is an issue. I don't like any of the crap these kids are breathing in. I'm not a fan at all. But we might have a new weird respiratory illness that we need to be looking at. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After devastating the Bahama Islands and then brushing the east coast of Florida and Georgia, Hurricane Dorian, now a Category 2 storm, is bringing its impacts to South Carolina, pelting the coastal sections with rain and wind, and it could make landfall later today or tonight in North Carolina. Here's that state's Governor Roy Cooper.
Storm surges will be as high as 7 feet. Hundreds of thousands will lose power, and that has already begun. Winds will topple trees and power lines, and roads and buildings will be flooded.
Wall Street trading higher today. The Dow Jones average has been up more than 450 points at times after Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin announces that the U.S. and China have agreed to meet to again discuss trying to end a trade war. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So how many of you guys suffer from migraines? I used to. Now that my hormones are getting a little better, they're getting there. But migraines are horrible. Migraines, I don't even think we really know why people get them. They are just so crippling. In fact, I can't even talk about it because I'm going to get one. I don't even think I want to talk about it because I'm going to start getting a headache. They're just really, really bad headaches. Well, I won't describe anything anymore. I'll move on with the story really quickly. But because if I get a migraine, I'm screwed for the day. And it's National Blood Donation Day, and I got, like, a lot to do today. So there's a study suggesting that older women with dementia are almost three times more likely to have had a history of migraines, which makes us wonder if those of us that have suffered from migraines are going to be more likely to get dementia. Now, Alzheimer's is particularly linked with migraines. It affects 1 in 5 women and almost 1 in 12 men. Researchers believe that extreme headaches may cause inflammation of the brain, that could cause neurological damage, and that could cause memory loss. Well, the other thing, too, is, I mean, if I get a migraine, I hit Excedrin migraine. Usually one will do it. Very rarely I've had to have two, because you got to hit it early. But I don't mess around. And so I'll just go and take one of those. So you wonder if the caffeine or the anti-inflammatory in it might be the cause. I don't know. I mean, just a link, just to think about. So they looked at 700 people aged 65 or older about their history of migraines, and they tracked them for 5 years, during which 51 of them developed dementia. Now, the study is small, and they said no men with dementia that they looked at had a history of migraines. But women with dementia were found to be 3 times as likely to have suffered those headaches. Those with Alzheimer's were 4.2 times more likely. So it means people who suffer from headaches may be at greater risk and could be monitored more closely. Now, I got to tell you something I'm noticing with memory. All right? I'm going to be really honest here. I'm, like, too honest. Okay. I remember things. I have a fairly good memory. I would learn the whole class of 120-some people. In fact, one of the classes I had recently taught was about 183 students. I learned all their names. I was able to call on them in class. I could learn names. I could learn birthdays, probably social security numbers. I never even tried, but phone numbers. I could memorize a whole bunch of stuff. I got through school. I mean, it's very, memory is easy for me. But the one thing I've been noticing that's been happening with me lately is I don't have short-term memory loss or long-term memory loss, but middle-term memory issues. In terms of, my husband's like, yeah, you know, remember we rented that car? And I go, no, I don't. Remember we ate at this restaurant? I don't. I don't remember. And what I think is happening is when I had the kids, and they were young, and in the office, and I was, you know, starting the show, and I was managing all sorts of stuff, I didn't put stuff to memory like you would when you have an amazing relationship or it's a really good movie or, you know? And so stuff would happen, and I was going through the motions. Now, a lot of us have been overworked and going through the motions. And I think there's a lot of us where we're having that conversation with our spouse going, I really don't remember us having that conversation. I really don't remember going out with that couple. Really? And it's not that it wasn't significant to you. It was just you had so much going on that it didn't have time to process. And I think the one thing we need to talk about in terms of memory is you really need to stop and smell the roses and savor that memory. You know, I take my memory for granted. You know, here I am organizing, you know, 50 states with National Blood Donation Week. And I remember that, you know, this state has American Red Cross as their primary blood bank. This state has One Blood. This state has United Blood Services. And for some reason, I could figure all that out. I just, apparently, it knew exactly where to go into the memory. Now, maybe it's because I had to type it out at one point. Maybe it's because I had to make a list. Maybe it's because I had to make the governor proclamations. I don't know. But there was something I did that allowed that to go into my memory. Yet my husband had a conversation with me the other day about something that I should have remembered, and I just looked at him like, what the hell are you talking about? And so one thing that I think we probably need to discuss when it comes to memory loss and dementia is if you are midlife, like I am, and you think that these, you know, there's going to be memories that you're going to forget later, we need to start working harder on putting stuff to memory, you know? So let's say your kid is in band. You know, and your kid goes to band, you drop them off, the kid's in band, you know the kid's in band. Okay? But you've never really stopped and listened to him play that piece. Why don't you go to one of the band practices? Well, I know. Okay? We're talking, do you want to save your memory or not? Go to the band practice. Go to the recital. You know, put things in memory. Sometimes you just need to stop and really absorb that meant slow it down. And, you know, I've never given myself that advice until now because I'm getting sick and tired of all these things that apparently were significant when my kids were growing up and my kids remember, and I don't. Why? Because I was like, yeah, that's nice, that's nice, that's nice. And I was changing the baby's diaper, and I was running to work, and I was doing call, and I was, so nothing went to memory. And I really fear that I miss a lot of my kids' life, even though I was there, because I didn't put it to memory. I don't even know where the pictures are. You know, we had phones that would take pictures. I don't even know where those phones are because we never uploaded them, or we did upload them, and I don't know where that computer is. So I'm kind of going through that right now where I wish I could have done more. But back to you guys that suffer from migraines. One thing that helped my migraines was starting to hit an age where I'm going into menopause. And once the hormone fluctuations throughout the month calmed down, that stopped. The other thing, too, is sometimes my migraines are triggered by my neck. After having a couple car accidents, I think my neck vertebrae, if it goes out, it triggers a migraine. So my husband's a chiropractor, so he could, you know, readjust my neck. But if I sleep with a bad pillow, I get a migraine. Well, maybe that's not a true migraine. Maybe that's a cervicogenic headache. A lot of men get cluster headaches. You know, they call them migraines, but they're different. They're stress-induced. They're pretty severe, feel just like a migraine. But the moral to the story is headaches aren't good. And sometimes your headache could be the result of your blood pressure being elevated. So if you have elevated blood pressure, your headache could go up. You could have a headache. Now, people will call telemedicines going, yeah, you know, I have a headache, it's a migraine, so send me some migraine medicine. We're really not supposed to, in medicine, have you on migraine medication if you have high blood pressure. And so if we can't test your blood pressure, how do we know that your headache isn't from a blood pressure issue? Blood pressure fluctuations could do that too. So when you get a headache, I want you checking your blood pressure, maybe even your blood sugar. You know, maybe your vitamins are off, like magnesium and things like that. But yeah, there is migraine medication out there. There's been data on stroke risk with people that have had migraines. Pretty frightening, pretty scary for some. We're actually going to be talking stroke risk with vegetarians. That was a study that just came out, kind of blew my mind. But a lot of people with migraines are at risk for stroke later. So I suggest that anybody that has headache issues to see a neurologist. One, the neurologist can help with the headaches. Two, they can evaluate if it's not that there's something else going on. You know, one theory is maybe the reason why you're having headaches is because you've had mini strokes. And maybe your symptomatology is coming from, you know, not as much blood flow. A lot of people talk about oxygen therapy. I think oxygen therapy at night is fantastic. These are some things to think about. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Vegetarians might have a higher risk of stroke than meat eaters. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
77 Dog Dally. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. All right, so a lot of people, they have their panties all up in a bunch on this one. There's a study reported here by CNN that vegetarians, sorry guys, vegetarians may have a higher risk of stroke than meat eaters. This isn't funny, okay? Look, I love vegetarians. I know a lot of people make fun of the vegetarians. I don't. I'm in love with anybody who's vegan or vegetarian because that means more meat for me. So, this study doesn't make me feel good at all, but they're saying that if you're a vegetarian or a vegan, you might be at higher risk of stroke than a meat eater. Now, I don't buy it. Okay, this is one of these studies where you're like, okay, come on. So basically, what had happened was they found that vegetarian and vegans, and I'll talk to you about the difference, had a 20% higher risk of stroke than meat eaters, and particularly the hemorrhagic stroke. There's two types of strokes. The more common one is an ischemic stroke, where you lose blood flow to parts of the brain, either by little cholesterol plaques or vasospasm, or, you know, lack of blood flow going to parts of the brain is like ischemic. Well, a stroke is lack of good blood flow and oxygen to the brain. You can have that because of clot, or you can have it because there's a hemorrhage or there's a bleed. And if a vessel is bleeding, it's not actually going to where it's supposed to. So they're talking about hemorrhagic stroke risk with vegans and vegetarians. So they translated that into three more cases of stroke per 1,000 people over 10 years. Now, this study was done by Dr. Tong. Hold on a second. I'm trying to find from Tammy Tong, a nutritional epidemiologist at the Nuffield Department of Population Health at the University of Oxford. And she says there is some evidence which suggests that very low cholesterol levels could be associated with hemorrhagic stroke. So they think also vegetarians and vegans may be low in B12, and that B12 may be protective when it comes to hemorrhagic stroke. Remember, hemorrhagic stroke is the bleeding kind. So I'd like to see a study on vegetarians and vegans with ischemic stroke, because my guess is they would be doing better with that. So they say the research shows that people who cut meat out of their diet, not happening in my family. We really love our meat. Love the meat. Research shows those of us are, seems to be at a little bit of risk. But, okay, I remember there was a study that came out about a year ago saying vegetarians do better than meat eaters when it comes to heart. They actually talked about pescatarians. Pescatarians were not at stroke risk, at a higher stroke risk. And, in fact, they seem to be doing the best. Okay, so let's kind of just review what all these Aryans are. And I'm not talking about Aryans, like Nazi-era Aryan. I'm talking about, like, vegetarian. Okay, so vegan. Vegan to me is the most strict, because vegan means no animal products. So if you want to have a bagel and cream cheese, can't do it if you're vegan. If you want to have a bagel with butter, can't do it. I think you could have a bagel and jelly. I'm not sure, but I'm not really big on jelly or even bagels. I think I'm kind of sick of bagels. So I'm not, you know, just as long as I have like a Hostess cupcake. But anyway, so they can't have eggs. They can't have dairy. They don't use honey or beeswax or gelatin. This is according to VegetarianNation.com. And they also don't use animal products like silk, leather, and wool. So for those of us into leather, can't be vegan. Okay. Okay. But look, I love the vegans. Honestly, I'm jealous of the vegans because they don't have to dress up in leather. I'm jealous of the vegans because they, you know, they, again, they're very disciplined and they're able to eat how they eat, and that takes a lot of discipline. I mean, I cannot walk by an Outback without pulling in. These vegans can just drive by Outback and go, see ya. That's a lot of self-control. Then you have the lacto-vegetarians. So the vegetarians are all now divided up. I don't know if you guys knew about this. So a lacto-vegetarian does not eat red or white meat, fish, fowl, or eggs, but they will take in dairy products. So they'll take in cheese, they'll take in milk, and they'll take in yogurt. Now, you see, to me, I can't stand dairy. I can't stand milk. Milk, to me, is one of the most disgusting beverages out there. Maybe a White Russian, I could tolerate it. Or chocolate milk. Maybe I could do chocolate milk, but I am not a fan of milk. So, you know, if somebody made me become a vegetarian and then a lacto-vegetarian, that's just torture to me. Then you have the ovo-vegetarian. And an ovo, right, like ovum, ovo-vegetarians do not eat red meat, white meat, fish, fowl, or dairy products, but they will eat egg. And so you can have like an egg salad, I guess. Oh, no, but you think you got to watch out for some of the other components in that. Okay. And then you can have a lacto-ovo-vegetarian. So, yeah, you guys are going to be, we're going to have pop quiz on this. So your lacto-ovo-vegetarian, your lacto means you can have the milk or anything with lactate, and then your ovo means you can have egg. Still no meat, no fish. Then this is the one I just don't get. The pescatarians. Okay, I get why you're vegan. Because I love animals. I get that. I get why you're vegetarian. I, for the life of me, don't understand how you could devote your diet to a fish. I mean, fish? I hate fish. I mean, if I have to eat some tuna, I'll eat some tuna. But Lord have mercy, maybe some salmon. So pescatarians restrict their meat consumption to only fish and seafood. Yeah, I can't eat seafood. So it's really hard to do. And they don't eat red meat, white meat, or fowl. So they are considered a semi-vegetarian or flexitarian. Now, flexitarian is where you have a plant-based diet, and a lot of people are flexitarians. You know, because I'm trying to figure out, you know, if they're going to be, you know, are you going to be observing the Jewish holidays, you know, or, you know, are you doing Lent, or are you, you know, in the spring, I try to figure out, you know, if people are going to not have bread, I need to know what to serve. And they're like, oh, I'm a flexitarian. And then I have to look it up and go, what the hell is that? So flexitarian, I thought, meant you just do whatever the hell you want, but you still call yourself a tarian. Now, that's kind of what I was starting to do. When it was, like, really, really popular to become a vegan or a vegetarian or whatever, I was like, oh, guys, I'm a flexitarian. Waiter's like, what the hell does that mean? I go, I'm just like them. They're like the vegetarian, but I'm a flexitarian. So you know, do the whole diet thing too. I'm pretty trendy. Pretty trendy. So, flexitarians may have some meat. That's me. And they usually do plant-based diet. Mostly plant-based diet, but they'll stick some meat in it. So, basically, that's somebody kind of eating healthy that eats meat. But because they're going through the motion and not eating hamburgers and stuff like the rest of the people do, they want the label of being an Aryan, and that's why we give them a flexitarian. You got poyotarians. Poyotarians, those are the ones that will eat fish. So they'll have a semi-vegetarian diet and eat fish. And you know what? I get that, because if you aren't doing anything restrictive on your diet, you might as well get props. You might as well get credit. You might as well get the sympathy. So I think I am, if I really had to look at my diet, I am a red meat and potato, sugar, Jack and Diet Coke-itarian. I'm an Outback Steakhouse-itarian. Yeah, I'm hungry, man. I just donated blood. See, I donated blood. So I want my meat. I need my protein for my B12. So anyway, guys, with this study on the B12, I wouldn't panic about it, okay? I wouldn't panic. I think it's just one study showing that maybe there might be some vitamin deficiencies. And most people that I know that are vegan or vegetarian, they're watching the vitamins. So you just still want to make sure you're getting your essential amino acids through your diet, and you want to make sure you're getting your essential vitamins, all right? And there are a lot of vitamins through plant-based, but you can lack B12 because B12 comes from meat. Okay, so we're coming up on the end of the hour. It is National Blood Donation Week. It is Nevada Blood Donation Day and most state blood donation day, so go out there and donate blood. Thank you, guys. Love you, guys. Bye.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.